Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Matthew records the first use of the word gospel in these words. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 4:23. From our Lord's first use of the term, throughout the remainder of the New Testament, the word gospel is used 76 times. It ought to be obvious, even to a casual reader of the New Testament, that the word gospel occupies a very prominent place in the New Testament. The Greek verb euangelizomai, which means to preach the gospel, is used 55 times. Paul wrote of the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, that is to the Colossians, as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Colossians 1:5-6. Paul urged the Colossians to continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 1:23. Paul affirmed that the Colossians had heard the gospel, which was preached to every creature under heaven. Was it necessary for the Colossians to hear the gospel in order for them to be saved? If men and women must believe and obey the gospel to be saved, then surely they must hear it. Paul asked the Romans, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:14-17. Preaching the gospel preceded every conversion in the book of Acts. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you who dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. Acts 2:14. Peter also preached to the Jews on Solomon's porch, or portico, in Jerusalem. Acts 3:6-following. Therefore, they who were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And when they believed of Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:4-5, and 12. One of the New Testament conversions over which there is some confusion is that of the Philippian jailer. When he learned that Paul and Silas had not escaped from his prison, even though they had ample opportunity, he went before these two gospel preachers and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16:29-30. Paul and Silas replied, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your house. Acts 16:31. But what was he to believe? Before he asked the question, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He had not heard the gospel. How could he believe if the word had not been preached unto him? The answer to that question is very plain. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all who were in his house. Acts 16:32. When they preached the gospel to him, he had truths to believe. The jailer took Paul and Silas the same hour of the night, washed their stripes where they had been beaten, and he was baptized, he and all his, immediately. Acts 16:33. If you have not believed, confess your faith, repented of your sins, and been baptized into Christ, will you not do it today? Thank you, and may God bless you.